Born in Montreal in 1870, Georges-Alphonse Monet apprenticed as an architect with Alexander Francis Dunlop. In the early 1890s, he was workshop supervisor of the important architectural firm of Perrault and Ménard. In 1895, he resigned and opened his own firm. Between 1918 and 1925, he presided over the Association of Architects of the Province of Quebec. Renowned for his efficiency and versatility, Georges-Alphonse Monet was entrusted with several residential, institutional, and commercial projects. In Westmount, he prepared plans for a few buildings, including, among others, the residences of Jérémie Descaries and Adolphe Mongeau on Côte-Saint-Antoine in 1897, Saint-Léon Church in 1903, and in 1914, an apartment building located at the corner of Green and Sherbrooke West. He also collaborated in the lot division for a housing project in Montreal East under the aegis of promoter Joseph Versailles, his brother-in-law. The latter's name remains in our collective memory as the name of the famous shopping center in the East End of Montreal. Georges-Alphonse Monet was also involved in projects for several places of worship. He signed the plans for the Saint-Julie Church in Saint-Julie and the Saint-Gérard-de-Magellan Church in L'Assomption. He drew up plans for the presbyteries of Saint-Anne Parish in Varennes, La Nativité de la Sainte Vierge in La Prairie, and Saint-Joseph in Chambly. In Montreal, he was the designated architect for the monasteries of the Sœurs du Précieux Saint in the district of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce and the Sœur Marie Réparatrice. These two monasteries have since been converted into residential buildings. Finally, Georges-Alphonse Monet was appointed architect for the construction of the Saint-Pascal-Bellon Church in the Côte-des-Neiges borough and for the rebuilding, after its destruction by fire, of the Saint-Léonard-de-Port-Maurice Church in the district of Saint-Léonard. Monet's architecture stands apart for its simplicity and the balance of its lines. His eclectic approach is easily recognizable in building facades characterized by the sober composition and delicate integration of decorative elements. In architecture, eclecticism is defined by the organization in the same construction of elements borrowed from different architectural styles. In his book, art historian Paul Racine draws attention to the fact that a number of architects, like Monet, subscribe to this architectural style, considering it to be the reflection of a prosperous population that owed its good fortune to progress and industrialization. Lacking a style of its own, this new emerging bourgeoisie looked to a culturally shared past in order to develop a style and forms to embrace as its own. The places of worship designed by Georges-Alphonse Monet are characterized by the use of an eclectic style tempered by more classical lines. To continue the visit with the description of the architecture of the church exterior, please select track 4.